Since February of 2021, 9 million people have illegally crossed into this country through the southern border. 9 million people. Rightfully so, Americans are concerned with border security. The growing threat at the southern border, which has caused fentanyl to flood over our borders and into communities across the Commonwealth, ranks amongst the greatest issues impacting voters across this consequential battleground state. The Biden-Harris administration fueled this crisis, but Congress can act today to stop the deadly threats occurring at the border. Two things are true here. We have a growing threat at the border, and we need better channels to allow for legal immigration, as we need hardworking people to address critical worker shortages and allow for our economy to grow. Unfortunately, because of the Biden-Harris administration's disastrous policies, faith in our immigration system is at an all-time low, resulting in inaction and lack of willingness to address the issues we face every day. According to recent polling from the AP-NORC Center for Public Affairs Research in October, less than half of Americans signal faith in a legal immigration system. Only 40% see legal immigration as a benefit to our country, and only 38% say that legal immigration enriches our American culture. These numbers signal a deep decline with respect to faith in our immigration system. America was built on the premise that a mix of ideas, cultures, and backgrounds would spur economic prosperity and societal progress. These recent polling numbers show what we know to be true. Americans must have restored faith that illegal immigration is being addressed so that trust in the immigration system overall increases. In a recent op-ed for National Review, Akash Choghli, Americans for Prosperity vice president and a son of immigrants himself, explained it best. The Biden-Harris administration has dramatically weakened support for legal immigration by overseeing an unprecedented surge in illegal immigration. It put a moratorium on many deportations, halted border wall construction, and backed a bill to legalize essentially the entire undocumented population. The moratorium was struck down and the bill went nowhere, but word was out. The border was open. We need to secure the border now because it is essential not only for national security and upholding the rule of law, but to safeguard the rights of American citizens. Without border security, every town becomes a border town, and every state becomes a border state. Congress can take action today to address the growing crisis. If we ensure the threats associated with illegal immigration are mitigated, we can create a brighter future for hardworking individuals who want to contribute to the success of our country. Head to SecureBorderSecureAmerica.com to learn more about Americans for Prosperity's solutions for Congress so that we can fix our broken immigration system. Again, that is SecureBorderSecureAmerica.com. This is Emily Green, State Director with Americans for Prosperity, Pennsylvania.